Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
She has a race in her hands on the final leg. At the moment, the Polish team is not in this. That's a surprise. And it is actually the Belgians. And Helena Ponet, the athlete that Charlene Mosley ran against for the medal, the gold medal in the mixed relay. So now, on the crown of the final bend, about 180 metres to go, she has closed down Femke Ball, Charlene Mosley, but Ball always holds something back. If Charlene Mosley can go on her shoulder, put some pressure on, who knows? Panette is closing in on Charlene Mosley. This is the fifth race for Charlene Mosley this week. She must be sapped of strength, but she's holding on. She's even challenging Ball, but Ball takes the gold. But brilliant Charlene Mosley takes silver for Ireland. Leads the team home. Extraordinary to run five races and be that strong and hold off the Belgian. That is Charlene Mosley at her very best.
I would raise the hairs on the back of your neck no matter how many times you hear it. It's commentary there from RTE Sports' Greg Allen as Ireland won silver in the women's 4x400 metres relay last night at the European Championships. Sophie Becker, Rashida Adeleke, Phil Healy and Charlene Mosley set a new Irish record time of 3 minutes 22.71 seconds. And it has been an incredible week for Irish athletics. And the aforementioned Greg Allen was there for every minute of it. And Greg, I know you're making your way back from Rome now. Practically the whole country was watching again for that race last night. It must have been incredible to witness all of those events live.
Yeah, and last night I think the silver medal was, I think I said in commentary, a golden tilted silver medal, because the Dutch team were the world champions. They had four athletes in their team, all of whom are major medalists individually in races. Three of them at these championships. Ireland had one individual medalist in Rashida Adeleke. Ireland were reaching up hugely to get within touching distance of the Dutch at the line. To be that close was incredible. It just shows you that in relay, athletes elevate themselves beyond their individual capacities, and suddenly, like, this Irish team seems to just run like a band of sisters in this case, and do all elevate themselves. And that's the beauty of relay. A spirit in a team can make up for, you know, maybe not being an individual medalist in a certain event. And I think in the case of Charlene Mosley, she runs so much better in relay than she does in individual races. And she's already a very fine individual race athlete. She reached the final of the 400 metres here. That it augurs well for, I think, athletes like Sophie Becker and Charlene Mosley to get to the level where they can reach maybe a major championship final, maybe even an Olympic final. But the way they run in relays certainly indicates that this team has got a future as well, because it's a young team as well.
I don't know if it was the same for you, but certainly sitting at home watching it, and you've touched on it there, what really came across was not just how successful these young people are, but is the grace and the companionship and the great friendships that they seem to have, Greg, on this team.
Yeah, and there's a lovely element as well of humility. I saw them with the Irish fans who were out here. And playing a huge part in this is this extraordinary support. It's more than 300 or whatever that goes to almost every single major championship. That number is swelling more and more with the success that we have. And the athletes really respond to the fans. They feel their presence from the crowd. There may be 20,000 in the stadium, but that vocal band of Irish supporters gets behind the team, and it energizes that level of communality and you know, spirit and almost family among the forerunners on the track. There is a wonderful vibe about Irish athletics right now. But in truth, it's always really been there. It's like it's been dormant, and now it's been released somewhat because of the fact that we're having some success. And I think that this sport, which I love to bits, and I always have, has something so special. And it goes to something which I always think about in sport, that individual sports people are self-reliant. They take their disappointments and they take them to their rooms after a bad run, and they shut the door and they have to deal with it. And it just generates a great deal of strength within. But when success comes and those individuals band together as a team, they're as just as much of a team as a football team or a rugby team doing well. And that's one of the great sources of individual strength that you find in athletes, mm-hmm. and cyclists and swimmers. There is something about individual sports people which I'm very attracted to, and I have always been attracted to over the years, this element of self-reliance, and then that capacity to band together as a team, as we've seen with these relay teams.
Look, Greg, I know that you love athletics and I know you put so much work into it, and we could hear in your voice at times over the last week that it really got to you, you know, seeing these successes come one after another. It was just an amazing week to be part of.
Over the years, I think, you know, I've developed really proper friendships with athletes, and I've seen, you know, them at their very peak, and I've seen them, you know, deal with those, I suppose, reversals in fortune. And when you do get invested in them, and they're all, a lot of them have very humble backgrounds in terms of how they're putting together the amount of money to keep their career going, because, you know, this is not golf, this is not international tennis at a high level. And these athletes may be operating at a high level, but they may be operating on very, very small resources, albeit well, you know, put together by Athletics Ireland, their governing body. It just means so much to them. And I can see, you know, I watch them in graded meetings. I've watched them in national championships. I've watched them in small events. And then you see them on the big stage performing, and you just can't but help get invested in their success. And
yeah,
it's just great to have had 6 days of a championship in which Ireland has battled for medals on 4 nights and succeeded in winning 2 golds and 2 silvers. Uncharted territory for me in more than 30 years covering the sport.
Well, listen, it's having a huge impact, and I know lots of young athletes will have been watching the competition, being really inspired by what they've been seeing. And our reporter here, Maura Fay, went along to RD Athletics Club in Louth this week to speak to some people there.
So my name is Michael Pentany. I'm one of the coaches in RD Athletics Club, especially for the juveniles. So the kids are down here tonight training in the boys' school in RD. It's about any night between, depending on the weather, 15 to 50 kids. Arthur's week, there's everyone wants to be running relays and everyone wants to do the 400 metres and they all, I think we've had kids in the Leinsters this weekend and it was in the relays as well. So just there's that buzz about, we don't win medals much in Ireland, and it's just to have it happening is something that's just very different for the club, yeah.
I'm Charlie Sands, I'm 16 and I do hurdles and javelin and long jump.
And Charlie, have you enjoyed the last week seeing Irish athletes perform on a European stage?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. It's very inspirational because we're such a like small country, and to see us do so well on the big European stage and even the world stage is amazing.
Who is your favourite athlete?
Probably Rashida Adedeko or Charlene Mosley. They're just amazing.
I'm Evie and I'm 11. I like Ciara McGeehan because she's really like hardworking and she's really nice.
My name's Daniel Curta and I'm 13 years of age and I like track and field. I think it's great, Ciara McGee winning the 1,500 metres, and I think it's brilliant the men and women's mixed race that they came first, and I think there's loads of Irish athletes out there that are doing Ireland proud, and yeah, it's just really good to see Irish culture and sport doing very well, and I think we have a fair shot for a couple of goals at Paris in the Olympics.
I'm Lucy and I'm 11.
Have you found it exciting watching the races?
Yeah, whenever I'm just on the edge of my seat, like waiting for the races to finish.
My name's Frank Sands, I'm 11 and I like track and field.
And have you been watching Irish athletes on TV?
Yeah, I have. Me and my brother.
And what's been your favourite moment so far?
The 4x400 mixed. It was really good. Rashida Adedeko was really fast, and it was a really good finish by Charlene.
Good for them. The next generation, we hope, Greg, of athletic stars coming through there, watching the stars of today. Now, we are all looking to Paris, aren't we? And let's hope we haven't set our sights too high, but it's very hard not to be very hopeful, having seen what we just did in Rome.
Yeah, but I think we do have to take a pinch of salt here and start looking at things realistically. It's a whole new level, the Olympics. This is European level, and at the Olympic Games, the intensity is greater as well, and so athletes will have to deal with that. It'll be a lifetime achievement for many athletes on the team just to be competing at the Olympics. To get through the first round is another level, to get to a final is another level, and to get to a medal rostrum position obviously happens so rarely in track and field for Irish athletes. So I do feel it's important to temper our expectations. I think it's really important, though, as well, to accept that at European level, we've graduated to the point where we've had the greatest ever European Championship performance by an Irish team in 90 years of European Championships and 25 editions of the European Championships. And for this, for the moment, let's enjoy it. It's extremely important, though, that we do have a measure of sense about what to expect from the team at the Olympic Games. It is a much deeper pool that they'll be jumping into in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Paul has been in touch to say your voice hasn't aged a day since you were a Cub reporter assigned to the Roy Curtis International Basketball Tournament in the 1980s, Greg. Do you remember that?
I do indeed. Yeah, I was a newspaper reporter and a basketball columnist for the Irish Times for 15 years, starting in 1983. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I know, and I've my voice hasn't aged over the years. The rest of me has, but it's energized by what's been happening at the weekend. And you know, I'm still not really able to sleep because the adrenaline's running through the system.
Yeah,
Cara, as I said to you, loving the sport is one thing, but you know, having this sort of success to report on doesn't happen all the time for me. So it's been a fantastic week.
Can you tell us what your highlight of the championship has been? Is that fair even to ask you?
It is fair to ask me. And while in many ways, it's because the mixed relay was not so much a surprise. They went to the mixed relay as, I suppose, silver medal favourites. They weren't gold medal favourites. But there was an element to the way that race unfolded. And on that final lap, the way that Charlene Maudsley dealt with what was a huge moment so calmly. And I think there was an expectation that we would win silver, but not necessarily win gold. And then when we ascended into the gold medal position and executed it, it was just an illustration of the belief these athletes have. And it's one thing that I have noticed over the 30 years or whatever I've been covering the sport is Irish athletes stand up to other athletes, whether they're from the USA, whether they're from Germany, France, Britain, whatever it is, and they believe that they are just as good, they're just as well prepared. And I really want to pay a nod to the Institute of Sport because it's made a huge difference. It's provided background facilities for our athletes, support facilities, which are world class. And no longer do we have this sort of sense of inferiority complex with regard to these big countries, that they're all better prepared, that they've all got better facilities. We've got a fantastic indoor centre in Abbottstown and at the National Sports Campus to train athletes. And that was something that was missing from the whole spectrum up to a few years ago. So now we stand on the world stage and we stand alongside the greatest countries in the world and we believe. And there's a good reason for that, because the facilities and the support science infrastructure behind the athletes is in place.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many moments to choose from. I mean, as you say, there was the mixed relay, even the medal ceremony, you know, watching them stand up there, Thomas Barr with that big grin that, you know, he couldn't manage to change his face. He was turning to the camera, turning back to the side. Ciara McGeehan squeezing out through those runners to take gold. And then just how much it meant for her to have Aron Navin playing as she was presented with her medal. And as we've both been saying, just the camaraderie and the sense of hope from the entire team. It's just such a golden time.
Yeah, and you mentioned Ciara McGeehan, you mentioned Thomas Barr. Thomas Barr has had some real reversals in his career. He missed the World Championships in 2017 when he got a terrible bug. And this is the year after he had finished fourth in the Olympics. He would have been one of the medal favourites for the World Championships in 2017. He got a bug during the week of the World Championships and had to pull out after his first round heat. Ciara McGeehan, 3 years out with injury after she was an outstanding junior, world junior silver medalist in 2010. And she got 3 years out with a heel spur injury, which could have ended her career. Jerry Kiernan took her on, and she said to Jerry, "Do you take on hopeless cases?" She was in her early 20s, and Jerry, of course, is far more than just a coach. He was an inspiration. Incidentally, the Jerry Kiernan Foundation, you know, has supported, I think, 11 athletes out here. God rest him. Jerry was just a one-man whirlwind in athletics in terms of inspiration, and he inspired Ciara's comeback. And to see Ciara McGeehan in her 30s race the best races of her life over the last 3 years, silver in Munich in the European Championships, fourth last year in the World Championships, and now finally a gold medal, and what he always cherished, Aron Navin, to be playing while she is on top of the podium. That, to me, oh, it's up there neck and neck with the mixed relay.
You can't beat it. And listen, Greg, as you make your way back from us to you, thank you very much for the really special job that you did on the commentary over the last 6 days. You really provided those moments in vivid technicolor for us all. So safe journey to you back. We'll see you very soon. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.